This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
A little bit of remembering Ozzy Osbourne on this Wednesday morning, 888-808-1019. Obviously, big win for the Mets as well. We've done a lot of Yankees. We'll continue to go to the Yankees. I want to have that Jeter conversation. Also got to talk about Aaron Boone, and believe it or not, this is going to knock you over. I have a different opinion on the Aaron Boone interview with John Boy than many Yankee fans do, believe it or not. But obviously a big win for the Mets, and what you're getting from Alvarez right now as the big double the other night, the two-run game-tying home run, back-to-back nights with game-tying two-run home runs in the fifth inning. So big shot from Alvarez, great-looking swing. He's come back and really been a man on a mission here, and he went down. What you like about this from him is he went down with the right mentality. He went down to the minor leagues within a couple of days. And this is why, and I've been against, you know, Anthony Volpe going down to the minor leagues, but maybe just a boost of confidence, because I think that's what this is about. Alvarez didn't reshape his swing in 2 weeks. Like, he didn't go down and strip it down to the studs and fix his issue. Sure, he worked on some things, and of course, yeah, he was working on framing and all the catching stuff too, but it's just about going down there, seeing the ball leave the ballpark, seeing the ball fall in the gap, seeing success, driving in runs, feeling good about yourself, not being in the miserable funk that you were in for a lot of the stretch, and you come back up, and the fans were dying to see him as the offense needed a punch. As Torrens, who, you know, had his moments and is very good at being a backup catcher, but after being, you know, exposed as the starting catcher for a long period of time, you can understand why he is a backup catcher. So the fan base was starving for him to come back. He gets a great ovation. He gets a great reaction from the fan base. He comes up with confidence, feeling good about himself after mashing in AAA and hitting 11 home runs. And the dude has just taken off here in the first two games, and hopefully it sticks because his defense looks a little bit better. Obviously, a play at the plate last night from Soto, a throw from Soto to get a big out at the start of the game, and then to come through with the big home run, continue to have good at-bats. Just a real impressive start here for him. But there is a conversation now with Lindor. I believe I saw, you know, Alonso's been terrible in July. Lindor has now gone 30 at-bats without a base hit. 30. He is in an absolute funk right now. And thankfully, you've gotten enough from Beatty. You've gotten enough from Alvarez. You've gotten enough from Nimmo. You've gotten enough from Soto over the last couple days. But right now, some of the guys who've been carrying this club, the Pete Alonso, who was the best clutch hitter and carrying them to start the year, has gone cold. Obviously dealing with a hand thing there. We'll see how much that's impacting him. And Lindor, who since that meeting last year went on a tear, took leadership of this team, was not named captain or hasn't been as of yet, but was a MVP candidate down the stretch of last season, led them to the best record in all of baseball since June of last year, has now really struggled. And is 0 for his last 30. But yet enough, the bullpen does a great job. Stanek comes in, saves the game. He's kind of rebuilding himself, and you're getting more and more confidence from him after really feeling like he was starting to fade. Reed Garrett, Brazoban, some of these, you know, the arms in the bullpen have done a nice job over the course of the last 2 days shutting down after, you know, Montas has a pretty good start here. I mean, Kodai Senga the other day only goes three. Montas goes 5 2/3. He's been pretty good since coming back. Another name, add him to the list of the pitching lab. You know, he's had moments throughout his career where he's pitched this well, but not in a little bit, and certainly not for the New York Yankees. And he's done a really nice job. He gets another victory here, and you throw him into the mix, and you're out there looking, and especially with this offense that's not going to get anything at the deadline, if you listen to the GM, and he's going to be looking to impact the pitching, you're going to look for a bullpen arm. But right now, bullpen's starting to stabilize, offense still struggling while getting enough. Alvarez has been a huge jump and punch in the arm. And right now, the Mets have won three in a row. After losing the first two games of the second half with Cincinnati, have won three in a row, looking for the sweep with Manaea on the mound later this afternoon. 888-808-1019, and we'll see what they look to do and how Stearns handles this trade deadline. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Eric and Ronkonkoma. What's up, Eric?
Morning, C-Mac.
Good morning, buddy. Good. How are you? Thank you for holding.
Good. Yeah, no problem. But, you know, the Ozzy was never really in my wheelhouse as far as, you know, my music choices or whatever, but certainly in my, you know, timeline growing up. I mean, I'm a few years older than you, but, you know, certainly, you know, you can't escape the impact he's made. You know, and it's a shame, too, because the day before we lost Malcolm Jamal Warner, too.
Theo, I saw that. Yeah, no, of course. And a tragic accident, right? I mean, just terrible.
Yeah, so that's like two major, you know, names from our wheelhouse there. I mean,
Show was, you know, enormous. Right. I mean, it was one of the
That was the biggest show.
No doubt.
Growing up.
No doubt.
You know, so yeah, so just sad in that, you know, and then anyone even who's a few years older than that, you know, Connie Francis a couple of days before that. So, but yeah.
Really, Connie Francis passed away?
Yeah.
I didn't even see that.
I think over the weekend, if I'm correct in that, but rough week with regards to that. But
what was your favorite Ozzy song?
You know what? Honestly, the only one I could even put any kind of, you know, stock in is Iron Man. So
of course,
yeah. So, but that's for other reasons, you know. But you know. But, other than that, I mean, I never even really watched the show, to be honest with you. I'm not really a reality guy. I mean, I know he did some stuff with WWE, you know, where I really, you know, just kind of paid attention to him. But other than that, he was, you know, wasn't really in my favorites or anything.
Right.
But, you know, look, you know, speaking of which, you mentioned McMahon for the bullpen. Are we talking Vince, Shane, or Stephanie?
Well, for third base, not the bullpen, but yes.
Oh, okay.
He's a Ryan McMahon third baseman.
Oh, infielder. Okay, right.
Yes.
But because obviously Linda's busy, but you know, the other three are available.
Yeah.
So, look. I mean, we talked about, you know, how the bottom of the order, Vientos, if you were to get going. Maybe Alvarez is finally healed also, too. I mean, he had that hand issue from with the hammock bone. So maybe that finally is 100%. I mean, hopefully that's the case, but he certainly looks a lot better. And maybe he needed to adjust the swing a little bit to kind of offset that. But, yeah, I mean, I did see that ovation the other day. When he came back, that was nice to see. And then, sure enough, the home run. You know, yesterday, but yeah, and Beatty continues to play well in the last dozen plus games.
Yeah, so, no, I mean, Beatty with the big blast the other day last night with hitting the gap. The Met offense still only five hits in the game. Lindor 0-for-4. Soto walks three times. I mean, if you want to, that's unfair to say only five hits, but still. You know, Alonso 0-for-4, McNeil 0-for-3. You know, that's the bottom of the order, actually, over the last, you know, handful of games here has been the offense, amazingly enough.
Right. Yeah, it's hard. They just don't seem to, for whatever the reason, have a complete hitting game. They might have one out of every maybe 20. It seems, I mean, I'm just throwing numbers out there, but it seems like it's the top half or the bottom half. It's very rare that they're all contributing in the same game. Yeah. Even if they're all singles, I mean, it just doesn't seem to happen. But look, I mean, at this point, they just kind of want the deadline to be over because, you know, I'm curious to know what, if anything, the Mets do. And I don't know how to read Stearns. You know, last year was quite different.
Of course.
This year, they certainly have a lot of holes.
No, so. I mean, and last year was different. And thank you for the call. Last year was just different on the idea of, you know, the goals of the team. And I shouldn't say that because the goal is always to win a championship. But I mean, like the impetus, the amount of pressure on the idea that they were, like last year, that team, as well as it was playing from June on and thrusted themselves back into the mix, and they got Maton early on to help the bullpen, there wasn't a mandate of like winning now. It was like, hey, everything goes right, we could be a playoff team. And obviously everything went right. But it wasn't at the point where it was like, hey, this is the year. This is now where we move our prospects. They weren't ready to make those kind of moves necessarily. And we'll see. So, like, this is a first time ever that David Stearns, as the GM of the Mets, as the GM of a major market team, is having a trade deadline where the mandate is to go out there and fix the holes, fill the holes, fix the team, make it as good as it can for a run to the World Series, because anything short of that is a failure. Now, you know how I feel with the Yankees. There are levels to the failures. But ultimately, there's only one positive outcome for the New York Mets. There's only one way to have a feeling, like a good feeling about the team at the end of it. There's only one happy ending, and it's with a World Series championship. That's it. So this is a different agenda. This is a different mandate. This is a different situation at the trade deadline. And I got to tell you, now, I think he's done an incredible job these first 2 years. I don't think there's any way to say it any different. The season they had last year, the team they have this year, I think they'll probably get hot here. I think they're one of, if not the best team. I think them and the Phillies are close, but I think they're better than the Phillies. I still expect them to win this division, and hopefully the Yankees can help them out this weekend. But, like, I didn't love the idea that he's cool with the offense. Now, we'll see. He's done an incredible job with the pitching. Everyone he brings here gets better. Even some of the guys who've now faltered, like, you know, Paul Blackburn has faltered. You know, some of the bullpen arms have faltered at times. But the rotation in particular, like, if he gets the guys here and they're healthy, they pitch pretty damn well. So, unless their name's coming up, you know, Tidwell and everybody else coming up from the minor leagues. But the idea that he was so cavalier, and again, you can't trust everything. It's not exactly the NFL draft and all the BS that gets fed through the media for that to try and mislead teams, picking behind or in front of you. You still can't go on the idea that, hey, you know, listen, we're comfortable with Jeff McNeil in center field. Oh, we're comfortable with the rotation of guys we have at third base, which, by the way, I need Vientos to play every day. But also, I mean, I think Beatty, you saw the play he made on that bullet hit to third base. Like, Beatty is earning to play. He hit a home run. He hit the two-run home run yesterday or 2 days ago now. Last night he gets a big, you know, hit in the gap. Like, he's been good, and he's been a really good defender as well. I wonder when you just start to get to the point where, especially against right-handed pitching, it's just him at third base. As much as I still want to see Vientos get an opportunity to get hot, and he did get a hit in last night's game. He had a hit and a walk, so he's on base twice last night from the DH spot. And especially, you could put him at DH right now. You're waiting on, Winker, and you're waiting on Marte. But ultimately, you know, if Vientos gets going and Beatty gets going, that's your best route. You got Beatty at third, you get Vientos at DH, and you're trying to get him going because of what you saw last year. But, you know, right now he's talking about being comfortable with the rotation at third, comfortable with the center field position. Not looking to go out there and move prospects. And again, I've talked about pitching prospects. Tough to move pitching prospects. And especially for rentals, like, you can't. The Mets cannot. But I do want to see if they'd be aggressive and try and do something with the offense and bring another bat in here. But it sounds like that is not how the Mets are viewing this and how David Stearns is viewing this. So we'll see. Now, do they have less holes than the Yankees if we're doing this, you know, Mets-Yankee thing? But if you're looking at the Mets, there's not a ton of holes, right? You're looking at, I would like one outfield bat. I'd like one outfield bat, and I'd like arms in the bullpen. And I guess you could argue to bring in somebody for some pitching depth, nothing at the top of the rotation. But if you're looking for holes, real holes that you want to fill to go out and try and chase a championship, I think they probably need some bullpen arms. And I think you're looking for one bat. And the idea that that bat doesn't seem to be on the forefront, and again, we'll see. It's 2 weeks away. Maybe David Stearns will change his mind. But right now, as I said, when they called up Alvarez, Alvarez, Vientos, those two players are as important and could be as impactful as any trade they could make. There is not a trade. Like, you could look at Luis Robert. And as we get closer to the deadline, we'll start to talk about this. You know, next week, or maybe even later this week, we'll get into some of the top target names I would like for the Mets and Yankees. You all know the names. We go over this constantly. But, you know, Mullins or Duran from Boston, if they decide to sell and fall out of this thing. Or, you know, you look at Luis Robert. You look at some of these center field names, these outfield names, Bader. Bring back Bader. Like, he's been out there as traded. As Minnesota might look to trade, although they just handed the Dodgers another loss here. And that's part of it, too. Like, you got to look across town. You got to look across the country. You got to look throughout the rest of the National League. The Dodgers are not world beaters. They just are not right now. They have not been good. They have lost a ton of games. What are the Dodgers now in their last 10? Let me look at the Dodgers have lost. I think they've lost a bunch in a row. Mookie Betts has a lower OPS than Anthony Volpe, or did yesterday. They are now 3-7 in their last 10. 3-7. They are not world beaters. Their run differential is only plus 65. The Milwaukee Brewers are 9-1 in their last 10. The Cubs are the two. That's the best record in baseball right now. Belongs to the Cubs and the Brewers. As the Tigers, the best team in the American League, they're 2-8. In their last 10. But if you look at the Mets right now, like, you have gone toe-to-toe with the Phillies, and you have outplayed them almost consistently over the last couple of years when you go head-to-head with the Phils. You got a Cubs team that's very good. You got a Milwaukee team that's hot, but you beat them in the playoffs last year, and you can't tell me the Brewers are some sort of unbeatable force. And then you look out west, let's be honest, the Padres have kind of been pedestrian. They're 9 games over .500. Their offense has not scored all that many runs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
The San Francisco Giants, who started out, you know, right there with the Dodgers and the Padres, has fallen back a little bit. They're only four games over 500. So, like, when you look at the landscape of the National League, tell me with a little bit of an improvement, you can't solidify yourself as one of, if not the top team in the National League. You absolutely can. And to me, like, this is the time to go be aggressive. Now, look, you're not trading, and we'll see if Sproat comes up. And this is the other thing, too. Does David Stearns want to bring up these guys from the minor leagues now? Like, he was hesitant to do so, to make spot starts leading into the break when you knew guys were coming back, as you were waiting for Senga to come back and you were waiting for Manaea to come back. And you know, Montas had just gotten back. Like, they had opportunities to give some of these kids, McLean, Sproat, Tong, those are the top three kind of right now, and chose not to do it. Didn't want to give them spot starts. The idea of when you call them up, you want to call them up. But we have seen many teams. The Yankees have done it famously. Tampa Bay with David Price has done it. We have seen guys be brought up at the guys with good stuff, starters, begin their career out of the bullpen down the stretch in September and into the postseason. Is that where they look to really upgrade their bullpen and bring in some arms that have been successful, some of their top names, and have been successful this year in the minor league? Tong is striking out everybody. I believe last time I looked, which was last week, I think he had the best strikeout percentage in all of minor leagues. So, like, is that a dude who you can come up here, you know, limit his repertoire, go out there and just try and strike people out in the back end of the bullpen? And then next year he goes back to the minors or goes back to being thought of as a starter, obviously. Same thing with Sproat. Like, does he make his debut in this bullpen? And then next year you're looking at him as part of the rotation? We've seen it. David Price was the closer for Tampa Bay for a while before going back to being a starter. If the trade deadline works out that way, because David Stearns, something, like, I don't think he's that keen, especially for, you know, rentals. We'll get to the Yankees too. Like, you can't move these guys for rentals. The only way the Mets can trade pitching prospects is if you're getting controllable starting pitching for it. Like, if they believe in Keller and they believe the pitching lab will do Keller, you know, wonders from Pittsburgh, and you want to trade for him, okay, then you could trade pitching prospects, because now you're getting a starting pitcher you're getting for the next 3 years as well. Like, if you want to do that, that's fine. But you need to fill your rotation if you're not going to go out and do it in free agency through the farm system. So, like, these guys can't go for rentals. But as you're looking to bolster the team, I'm looking for at least one bat. Doesn't sound like they want to do it. You certainly got to help the bullpen. If it's not there, will they bring up the kids to help stabilize the bullpen? Because I don't think Stearns is there looking to make bad deals or looking to be aggressive at the point of, well, we need this. I don't love it, but I'll do it, which eventually he is going to have to do. And that's the difference. And I know this brings up my Brian Cashman, love affair and shilling. When you are the general manager of the New York Yankees, when you are the general manager of the New York Mets, and you have World Series aspirations, and it's World Series or failure, sometimes you got to go outside your comfort zone. And as a Milwaukee GM, you don't have to. You just don't have to. As the GM of the Tampa Bay Rays, as successful as they've been, as well as they've been run, you don't have to ever go outside your comfort zone. You don't have to ever give up a prospect you don't want to give up. You don't have to ever take a chance on an aging player or a player, you know, who's having a good half leading into the deadline as a rental. You don't ever have to do those things. You don't ever have to take the leap. David Stearns is going to eventually, it doesn't have to be this year, but eventually you have to take the leap sometimes because it's about winning a championship. And you look around the landscape of the National League, tell me where the Mets aren't as good as everybody else. They are right there with the Dodgers. They are literally a game back of the Dodgers. 888-808-1019. Quick break. We'll take your Met calls. We'll take your Yankee calls. We'll get to Derek Jeter and Old Timers Day. We'll get to what these two teams should do at the deadline. We'll get a little bit of football as well. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. We'll get to Aaron Boone and why I think a little bit differently about his rant or his hissy fit with the media yesterday and John Boy. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you. Quick break. Be right back. Obviously, huge win for the New York Yankees. A huge win for the New York Mets. One of those nights. And I can tell you guys aren't as fever pitched, not getting a lot of calls about all the disasters. And I went on about some of the problems. Lindor, not good enough. Alonso, not good enough. This offense, really not good enough. A really good job from the pitching staff outside of, you know, Beatty and Alvarez. And listen, whenever Juan Soto gets on base three times, one of its intentional walk to pitch to Alonso. But not good enough despite the win. And for the New York Yankees, the bullpen still stinks. It was a great performance from Weaver to come in the with a leadoff double. I don't know why. And again, I'll get on Boone here too. I know he doesn't have a lot of options. And this is, I'll preface it before I get annoyed because I try to think with them instead of just getting all mad. He doesn't have a lot of options. The bullpen stinks. You got two pitchers you trust once you take out Hill. And you got Hill against Springer. And I know, why wouldn't you leave Hill in? Hill's not fooling right-handed hitters. He can get some of them out. Some of the better right-handed hitters. If you give up a bomb, if you allow Hill to face Springer and he hits a bomb, we're killing him for leaving in a lefty to face Springer. So he brings in Loaisiga. Loaisiga gives up the base hit. He ends up striking out Vladimir Guerrero Jr. And then he sticks with him for the next inning. And I hated it. He's been terrible. Loaisiga's been awful. But at the same point, you've only got Williams and Weaver left. That's it. And you got three innings to cover. And he did strike out Vladimir Guerrero Jr. to end the inning. You're hoping he found something. But, of course, he leaves him out there. I wouldn't have. I would have went to anybody else because I can't stand looking at Loaisiga anymore. And he gives up a leadoff double. And then Weaver comes in and does a great job. For the next inning and two-thirds, he comes out of the game and they bring in Hamilton to face Springer. And he ends up getting him out that next inning. But Weaver comes in, does a great job, gets out of it. They get the home run, and then you get Williams to come in and have his real first big. That, I mean, I know there's been others, but that was an enormous game. He's going 3-4-5 against this Blue Jays lineup with Vlad and Bichette and Badger and Kirk. Like, that's right in the middle of their order. And he comes out there, gives up a leadoff single, and then, you know, strikeout, fly ball, strikeout. Good performance from Williams, but this bullpen is on fumes. And the shortstop, I am officially willing to say so. After a long time of not being willing to say so, I don't know how much longer you can play Volpe at shortstop. I really don't know how much longer. I thought it would last the season. I thought he earned that by his postseason play last year and the first 60 games of this season. I thought he earned at least the rest of this year. But if he can't make, uh, he He almost cost them the big. This would have been, and thankfully they won the game. But I can tell you right now, if they would have lost the game, this show is completely different. It's about Anthony Volpe. Every question at the post game. The version they played it on Yes, and they don't always play the entire Boone post game. But nobody even asked about Volpe. Nobody even asked about the error with Volpe. One, you know what you're going to get. And two, like, it wasn't the play of the game, believe it or not, because they ended up coming back and winning. But if they would have lost that game and Anthony Volpe's error to start that sixth inning is what tied the game, and then in extras they lost, and it would be a walk-off win for Toronto and their 12th consecutive, the entire night would be about Anthony Volpe. And it probably still should be, because it's a major problem. It's a major, major problem. He can't throw. He cannot hit the first baseman in the chest. And that was as simple as it comes. So, yes, it's a great win. Yes, the Yankees have Max Fried on the mound later today, or later tonight, with an opportunity to take the series, and we'll all feel a hell of a lot better. If you don't feel better, I know, and as soon as they won, a bunch of people start tweeting at me, still have problems, still this, still that. If you can enjoy, let me just, a PSA to Yankee fans out there. I know it's World Series or bust. I know that there are still flaws with this team. I know at the trade deadline, Brian Cashman has a lot of work to do. I know it's been an ugly June and mid-July, although they've been better over the last 10 to 15 games. They're now 8-4 in their last 12 games. So they've turned it around a little bit. The offense has picked up. Stanton's gotten hot. It's been a little bit better. And if they win tomorrow, you'll feel a hell of a lot better. But, like, even with all the issues, even though you're concerned whether or not they're good enough to win a championship, if you didn't enjoy last night, if you can't find a way to be excited about the Ben Rice home run, the Devin Williams save, and feel good about the win, the first win against the Blue Jays in Toronto all year, with an opportunity with the ace on the mound tomorrow, tonight now, to get a series victory, if you can't enjoy that win, if all you can think about is Anthony Volpe, and all you can think about is Jonathan Loaisiga, and all you can think about is how the team still sucks in your mind, like, you're doing fandom wrong. This is 162 games. They can't win the World Series tonight or last night. And enjoy the win. That was a good win. You don't give wins back. Sure as hell don't make excuses for losses. That was a big gut check win. And that's a huge home run from Ben Rice. And that's a big game from Cody Bellinger. And that is a nice little start from Cam Schlittler. And if you can't enjoy it, man, you got to, what are we doing? Go just give this up and go read a book? Honestly, got to be able to enjoy it. Got to be able to get all.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation Trusted Dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app, and this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, enjoy last night. And if they win later today, then they took the series. That's all you could have asked for. You're not going to sweep the Blue Jays in Toronto. They're the hottest team in baseball. They've just, you know, won 11 straight home games. Did you really expect, or 10, you know, heading into the series, did you expect to sweep them? You go out there and take 2 out of 3, they accomplished what they needed to accomplish. And they have an opportunity to do that later today. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Tommy in Astoria. What's up, Tommy?
Hello, my friend.
What's up, buddy? How are you?
No, we don't. Mets and Yankee fans, we don't enjoy wins. We just, you know, we just take them as a matter of fact, and we go nuts over every loss.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, it's very difficult. And again, I say this to the Mets fans. I'm not trying to be condescending. Not trying to be a jerk. Heavy lies the crown. Last year was a lot of fun. Yeah. Those seasons are now gone for you. Like, it is about winning the championship or else. Yeah. And the Yankee fans, in my estimation, I try not to be this way. Sometimes it's impossible. And in the postseason, at the end of the year, I'm miserable. But I try not to ride the roller coaster like that. They couldn't have won the World Series last night. I'm not going to act like they could have. It doesn't lose the World Series last night, even as devastating a loss that would have been. It wouldn't have ended their season. You can't look at every single flaw and say, well, this is what will cost them, so I can't enjoy it. Like, otherwise, what's the point? This is supposed to be fun. Like, they're still winning more than they're losing, both of the teams. So, like, it's, you got to sit back and, yeah, and if you can't get your kicks out of the wins, then, like, what are we doing?
Yeah, I just, you know, always my, like, I've talked to my pet peeve, the managers. I mean, Mendoza managed his butt off these last two games with a limited bullpen.
Yep.
Made every move perfectly. No one says a word. You know, he's bringing guys like Herbert and Rico Garcia into a game.
Yeah, Rico Garcia is into the game last night.
Let him make one bad move, and he blew another one first.
That's it. Yeah.
It's
like last night, and I'll give you a Yankee one, too. I'll let you continue, Tommy. I'll give you a Yankee one, too. Now, I'm not saying, again, I disagreed with Boone leaving in Jonathan Loaisiger for the next inning, but he brings in Weaver. Weaver gets through that inning, the next inning. You got a big spot with Springer coming up, and he goes to Ian Hamilton for Springer. I can promise you, promise you, if Springer takes him deep or hits one in the gap, we are absolutely killing Boone. But, you know, and the last time Weaver saw Springer, that's what happened. When Weaver saw Springer in Toronto a couple weeks ago, boom, hit a bomb of a home run. And instead, he pulls out Weaver, he goes to Ian Hamilton, he gets the out. Do you think there's a single Yankee fan who said to themselves, wow, good job bringing in Hamilton there, that was a big out? Nobody in the world thought, hey, that was a good job. Nobody.
Yeah, everybody's just wired that way because social media just kills it. It's always on Stearns. It's always on. I mean, I couldn't believe they were grading Stearns. You know, people were giving Stearns C- and a D. You got to be out of your mind. You got to get the guy a B.
So
a
far,
B-.
His
I
job, mean, like this, his tenure with the Mets is a C. That's crazy.
A C or a C minus, people give him. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, if you want to talk about this roster and the idea that with, you know, adding of Soto and everything, the offense should be better, the team should be a little bit better. Like, I suppose. I mean, listen, they struggled here after really being hot for, you know, the first 2 months. They haven't been that good. They've been .500 for the last 76 games or so. So I get it, but still, I mean, you know, what he's built with the rotation out of nothing. And, you know, I would say he's done a pretty damn good job.
And if you look at their record against the Brewers, the Phillies, the Cubs, and the Dodgers, they're like 12-7.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see, by the way, did you see Tanner Scott might be like, have a serious injury? You got to be crazy to give this guy's money. I mean, we've talked about it so much. To give this guy $72 million for 4 years, for a relief pitcher like that. And now these are, I tell you, the Dodgers are, it's going to be fascinating to see what happens in the next two series and how these teams approach the trading deadline.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm starting to think, I mean, if you're the Mets, if you're a Spurs, if you go in and you play well against like San Diego and San Francisco, as much as he's not a go-all-in for a kind of guy, I mean, this is the year. I don't see how you, with the National League being, with the Dodgers being a little weakened, we're as good as anybody. I mean, I know I get on them sometimes when it looks like they can't hit. You think, why, this isn't their year. But I tell you, if Alvarez comes back, Beatty, they add a bat, who can't they beat?
I'm totally with you. Listen, let's be totally honest. And again, I know nobody wants to hear this. The Mets are good enough right now to win the World Series. I mean, are they, like, when I look at this and I say, I say this to other people too, they get mad at me. Like, do you think that, who's a better team right now, right? Just right now, the 2023 yeah. Texas Rangers or this Met team?
Oh, that team always fascinates me.
Like,
that team had, a handful of hot players won the World Series.
Aldis Garcia has been trash since the World Series. Young, who came up and was incredible for them down the stretch, has been sent back down to the minors. Like, that team is they can't hit to save their lives, but for 3 weeks at the end of October and end of September and into October, now they played well all year and were in the first place for a lot of the year, but the bullpen was terrible. They almost blew it in September. They went into they did blow the division to the Astros. They blew the division. It was famous, like they were, you know, the Astros were celebrating and taunting them in their celebration with the popping of the champagnes. They have to go into the wild card, and then they got hot. That offense has been trash ever since, but they went on an absolute tear, won the World Series. Are you telling me that the 23 Texas Rangers, who won a championship, are a better built, better run, more consistent and hole-free team than either the Yankees currently or the Mets? Like, honestly, if the Mets were to play the 23 Texas Rangers in a series, are you telling me to be like, wow, yeah, listen, they're just not good enough to beat this team?
No, exactly.
Of course not.
Exactly right.
So I think it's just, we just say it. We just say it like it's actually the truth. Oh, this team's not good enough to win a championship. They got to do this, that, and the other. They're not good enough to win a championship. When the bottom line is, they're absolutely good enough to win a championship if the players play well enough. That's the bottom line. That's the bottom line. Who is good enough to win a championship in Major League Baseball right now, where if they showed up to Citi Field to play a series, the Phillies would have, the Mets would have no chance beating them? Like, who? The Dodgers are certainly, who's going to tell me the Dodgers aren't good enough to win the World Series? Dodgers are good enough to win the World Series. And the Mets aren't. If they showed up to Citi Field today for a four-game series, Mets couldn't win 3 out of 4. Because the Dodgers can win a World Series and the Mets can't? Please. It's about playing well when you get there. Nobody wants to hear it. Nobody wants to say it. Nobody wants, like, again, is crapshoot too strong a term? Yes, it's not a complete 100% crapshoot, because we have seen teams and organizations that put together specific teams that play well in the postseason year after year. Not many. But the Astros of this generation have done a really good job of finding guys and being able to replace the guys who leave and have consistently performed well. The Astros are doing it pretty damn well and have been the team of the last decade, sort of. Right? The Dodgers can't. I know they won a championship in 2020, which was a 60-game shortened season. And they won last year. But in between, losses to the Diamondbacks, losses to the Padres, you know, losses to the 19 Nationals. Like, until they did it in 2020, the Dodgers and Kershaw were the group who couldn't shoot straight in the playoffs. They were terrible. You could look at the Giants, who won 3 championships in 6 years. That group played well, you know, had Bumgardner and Posey and guys, you know, and the Big Panda, who performed well in the postseason. Sandoval. So, like, there's a couple of groups. Outside of that, who are the teams that consistently play well in the postseason? It's not a complete crapshoot, but it's about, and we all talk about Derek Jeter. Oh, they're showing Derek Jeter's post games. This is how you handle a post game. This is what you say. You take responsibility. Jeter was a real captain, blah, 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 blah. Well, here's a quote from Derek Jeter. The best teams get in, the hottest teams win. That's a direct quote from Derek Jeter. Are you telling me that 23 Texas Rangers team has had something that this Met team doesn't have even today, right now, without a single addition? Are you telling me that that Texas Rangers team had something that this New York Yankee team, that without question, does not have? Now, you'll need some guys to come back from injury. You need Luis Gil. But even if they don't make a trade and Gil and Cruz and Leiter come back, that group right there, that team is far less capable of winning a championship than the 23 Rangers? Like, it's just not true, man. It's just not true. We say it, oh, they need this, they need that. Otherwise, they'll forget it. They'll never win a championship. You'll never win a championship. Even now, guys, with a lot of Yankee fans, no. This team's nowhere near good enough. Don't add anything. Don't trade anybody. Don't bring in anybody. It's not worth it. Don't chase the championship with this awful group. This awful group currently sitting here right now, if they got hot in October, could beat anybody. That's baseball. That's baseball. If Aaron Judge, you got to get him a World Series ring. It's embarrassing. They're not going to build a team around Aaron Judge to win him a championship. This is embarrassing. If Judge hit in the World Series, they might have had a parade last year. If Judge did what Corey Seager did for the 23 Rangers, maybe they would have a championship. That's it. If Alex Rodriguez hit in 2006, Yankees might have won in 06 and 09. If the 09 Rodriguez showed up in 06 against the Tigers, and then against the A's who were waiting thereafter, and then the 83 win, St. Louis Cardinals in the World Series, maybe the Yankees have a championship that year too. Your best players have to perform. You have to perform. You have to hit with runners in scoring position. You have to come through. You have to pitch. You have to get the outs. That's it. But the idea that we just say it so flippantly, oh, this Met team, there's too many holes, they can't win the championship. Oh, this Yankee team, they need a million different things, they can't win the championship. Bet your ass they can. Now, I still think they need to fill those holes to give them the best opportunity to. Obviously. But this idea that, Please. We've seen far less talented teams go on and win a championship. Now, I'm not saying it's likely. I'm not saying I'd bet them. I'm not saying I expect them to. But the idea they cannot? Crap. 888-808-1019. Quick break. Update. Stuart, I know you've been on hold. We're going to get to you right after the break. Up against it, we'll have the update. We'll come back, say good morning. We'll talk a couple different things. We got to talk Derek Jeter. We got to talk Aaron Boone and his interview with John Boy. We got a couple things left to do, taking your calls as well, as we take you to 5 o'clock in the warm-up show. McMonagle here with you on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.